This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven half the hour on the ever-loving DJV program. Having a fire sale today on information, so you'll gain and won't cost you any more than what it cost you yesterday to listen to the program. Now, therefore, you're hearing Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen at the same price you paid yesterday. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. That's the new normal here on the DJV program, something other radio programs aspire to be the measure of health and well-adjustment, right? I mean, listen to some of these other crazy people on the radio. You think they're well-adjusted? Good God. And here we are. We are we're the best example I think I've ever come across of people that are normal on the radio. Right, ladies?
Well, are you
making the argument that normal here?
Are you making the argument that you're normal?
Well, kind of. I was making the collective argument that we were all normal. All of us, we, collectively, yeah. Normal to a point after a while. All right. Let's get to the, speaking of normal and not normal, who are the Proud Boys? Can somebody tell me, I hear all of these names of these various groups, and I kind of tune out when I hear about the Proud Boys or QAnon or whatever that other, who are these groups? Are they all this, is it all one group masquerading as a different group?
I had never even heard of these groups until Joe Biden brought them up during the debates. I don't think that they're an important factor in politics, but I think that the media likes to make them such because they like to vilify these groups because they think they're on the right.
They're not of any value, then why did two of the leaders of the Proud Boys, I don't even know, how are these people described as leaders? They self-described as leaders? Somebody elect them?
President of the Proud Boys? I don't know if they're elected officials. I don't know what that process is like. Or they were founding. I don't know. But
one of the guys who started it, the story that I had read was that he has a young son or something, and he was at like had his kids' recital at the school, and I guess the kids were singing some song or something that he thought was too gay, and so he decided that, you know, he needed to be the strong white male, and that's like how the song was called Proud Boy or something like that, and so that's how they got the name. And it's very, you know, it's very anti-women and very, you know, macho man, white man kind of thing. That's essentially what their message is.
The funny thing is, though, that from what I've heard, the head guy or one of the head guys in the Proud Boys is not a white person. He's Hispanic.
One of the guys, that's not the guy I'm talking about, but yeah,
so
the other guy.
I think that guy was arrested, right? Well, there's an effort to try to say that this is a group of white supremacists, and it kind of blows in the face of that.
It's more anti-women, I think.
When a brown person is there. So I don't know. I don't know what they're anti or pro. I don't know. But a federal judge on Monday ordered two of the leaders of the Proud Boys be detained pending trial on conspiracy and other charges tied to the January 6th attack at the Capitol. They think that these two are the ones who are helping coordinate this online. The judge in the case is from the U.S. District Court. Judge Timothy Kelly found that the evidence presented so far in the case weighs in favor of jailing Ethan Nordine and Joseph Biggs ahead of their trial, so they are not going to be freed out on bail. Both men had been released, but the government renewed its request to have them returned to custody after they were indicted. The question is, why? Why wouldn't they be given the same treatment that every other prisoner would be given to post bail and go home awaiting their trial? Nordine and Biggs, along with two other Proud Boy leaders, Zach Real and Charles Donahoe, facing six counts, including obstruction of an official proceeding, obstruction of law enforcement, destruction of government property, and conspiracy. If any of these guys walked into the Capitol, I think they should absolutely be punished. I'm not sure what their role in all of this was. I'm sure we'll see. But again, it's the same question for me.
Well, they seem to be treating one group
a little bit differently than the other group.
Known as the leaders, so They didn't. There was no violence.
And why would the government renew their attempt to keep him in jail? Why wouldn't they be released on bail? Are they a flight risk? Because that would really be the only thing I would ask. I mean, again, what's with the double-tiered system of justice?
All right, let's talk about this guy, Brandon Scott Hole, who killed the 8 people in Indianapolis. Apparently, he should have been before a judge under the Indiana red flag law. His mother warned police about him on a number of occasions, but nobody did anything. So the question now, this begs the question, if we're talking about doing something, and this guy showed that he was someone of interest or should have been watched more, why didn't he get watched more? Back to the question about how effective law enforcement is. Are these people doing their job, or are they just kind of going through the motions?
I think, I mean, I really question what's going on at the higher levels of the FBI. I think there are a lot of good field agents who go out there and do what they're told and work the cases that they're supposed to. And a lot of times they prevent people from a lot of danger. But we have a questionable, I mean, we've talked about this. The FBI is spending all of their resources going door to door of Trump supporters. Meanwhile, they're ignoring someone whose mother says there might be a problem. In Parkland, Florida, there were 50 calls into the FBI to report whatever his name was in the Parkland shooting. I mean, it just doesn't seem like we're doing this right. It seems like there needs to be some sort of reorganization because we talked about culturally see something, say something is not what Americans do. We want to focus on ourselves.
That's
and
what
we
New Yorkers
celebrate.
Do.
Yeah, and we want to celebrate.
What New Yorkers do. We called, I have called the police to if I see anything out of the ordinary. I don't know why the rest of the country isn't following along with that.
Because we tend to support people's idiosyncrasies. Oh, it's just him being him, or she's just doing her, or whatever it is. I mean, it's like we have to stop that. We know when something is weird. We know when something feels wrong, but yet we focus on the horizon, and we don't say anything about it. So,
well, people are afraid sometimes for retribution.
Of course they are, and they should be, because there's a ton of retribution. Well, you're just saying that because she's black, or you're just saying that because he's white, or you're just saying that because he's gay, or you're just saying that because... No.
What if I feel like
there's a real weirdo living next door to me?
But there's also the whole...
Go ahead, Jay.
I was going to say, there's the whole mentality that, well, somebody else will take care of it. Somebody else will call it in. I don't have to.
Yeah. I've never been so appalled. We've been watching all of this anger that's percolating, right?
Yep.
All the people that watch people get attacked on the streets and sit there with their cell phone recording it, not doing anything. Are you kidding? What are we doing to each other? Why aren't we helping each other?
What are we doing to each other? That's a very good question.
And
what
people are afraid to
doing?
Be sued. They're afraid to be vilified. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I wonder how many things have... this week is all... A lot of people worked up around Derek Chauvin's trial and whether he found guilty or not. And I was looking at the number of things that have changed in the past year or so. The limits on the use of force and second guessing all of that stuff as to whether or not it's effective. Sometimes you got to be tough, but then there are, you know, things that have been done that were inappropriate. I guess Breonna Taylor is one of the circumstances, and the George Floyd neck thing is another.
The Breonna Taylor story is getting so strange. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there are two different things that have brought her up into the forefront again. One, the officer who was shot by her boyfriend, I guess, tried to write a book or something like that and had a deal to write a book, and then Simon & Schuster reneged on it and refused to publish it. Secondly, her mother came forward. What is her name? Tamir Rice, I think is her name. Tamika Rice. She came forward and said that she's ticked off at Black Lives Matter because they've used her daughter to raise all of this money. They've used her face to raise money. She said that nothing has come to the family. That then you have this story about the Black Lives Matter leader who went out and bought like 4 houses, $1 million each, basically. And she's like, we have been used by this group, and where is the help? Where is it coming from? And when she put that up on Facebook, Facebook took it down, and they censored her, and they took the story away.
Facebook can suck it. I'm so over Facebook. Oh, my gosh.
Facebook has got a lot to answer for, frankly. In a moment, talking about the conditions on the Texas border, for those of you who think that letting everybody into the country without any accommodation, without any accountability is a good idea, Wait till you hear this roundup. Quarter past the hour, the trending stories at the DJV download. Latest guidance for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, part of the conversation at the present download. Some of the states are lifting the mask mandate. We talk about that. The litter on the streets, talking about the needles and things that are all over the place. The whole business about what we have become permanently accustomed to, and that discussion, plus a lot of other nuance. It's all part of the daily download. The download you can get at djvshow.com. If you didn't hear all the conversation, this is a good foray into some of the things we've talked about that you may not have heard us talking about. Download it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, not that I want to beat a dead horse here, and not that I think it's a pleasant conversation, but it is reality. What's going on the border, the unbearable conditions that are there, the migrant center at Brownsville, I think it is, or, yeah, it's Brownsville, that's been shut down because, and then there's another problem at a Houston warehouse, apparently, that housed migrant children that had no parents with them, not providing adequate living conditions, the same old stuff. The girls have been removed, and what in the world is happening with them remains to be seen. Why isn't there more direct action being? Why can't we just stop? What is there about this that people are so passionate about? You got to let them all in. What are we doing with them? And how is it a better service to let them in here and these girls get raped? They get raped on the other side, I guess, as well. On both sides, they're getting.
But they're getting raped in the journey, and then they're being put into facilities. And the Biden administration wasn't even allowing Child Protective Services in when the reports of rape in the facilities were happening. I mean, this is an intentional problem. This didn't have to happen.
You're saying that they want to have these girls.
I'm saying that is a cost to the ultimate goal, which is letting more people in the country to dilute the population so that you can get more voters in immediately. They're already talking about if they didn't want people in, they wouldn't be incentivizing it. They're talking about amnesty. They're talking about giving money in New York and California to people who come here illegally. They're incentivizing this. Right now, we need to put a stop on it. We need to shut the water off because the bathtub's overflowing. We need to handle the problems in the country and then make it easier for asylum. But to bring all these people in during a pandemic year when the economy is still trying
makes
to
no
recover,
sense. No.
It's a recipe for disaster.
21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Here we are back again, 23 after the hour, with some inspiration on the DJV program. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay has the story trending of yet another death at the California Skydiving Center. Plop. Clunk.
Oh, good grief, Doug.
I was going to say splat, but he already
he topped that. Yeah, the Skydive Lodi Parachute Center in California. I mean, there has been another death, bringing the total to 22 since 1981. They just finished, like, having an order to pay $40 million in March in connection to a previous fatality at the center. This one was a 57-year-old woman. She was identified as Sabrina Call, had been jumping before. Something happened with her parachute. It didn't open properly and became entangled with
itself.
What
in the world goes on in your mind when you're on your way down and you can't open the parachute?
Right? It's not like you're a passenger. Yeah. Like when you're a passenger in a car and you hit your emergency, like your fake emergency brake, you can't do anything. Nothing like that. There was a kid.
Don't they have one of those signs that say no injuries here, like zero injuries here, like they have in every truck stop? Like, wouldn't you walk in and see 300 deaths in a jumping spot and maybe go, I'll try the place down the street thing? And then what was the most recent? What, there was another one I heard where somebody, it was a kid, right, who just graduated from high school?
Yes, in 2016, an 18-year-old, 4.3 grade point average, went skydiving for the first time to celebrate a friend's birthday. And he was in tandem.
Connected, right?
Yeah, he jumped tandem with an instructor, and they both, like, something happened with the parachute, just didn't open. When there's this many issues of a parachute not opening, why would you want to go to this place? Why would you be like, yeah, I'm going to give you my money and sign away? Anyway.
I had a random date once.
I remember that, idiot.
She wanted to go.
What an idiot you are. I love you, Ben. And I say that with love. Wait, a random date? Like this? You were here, Victoria. Remember he was going to go skydiving with this chick to impress her? And then he was so thankful that it was cloudy. Don't you remember?
I think that was before I got here, because I remember hearing.
No, I know you were here. I know it. Because it wasn't that long ago, was it, Doug? If it wasn't the last girlfriend, then it was...
4 or 5. No, it wasn't. It was
okay,
before.
If it wasn't the horse
It was actually
chick,
before
then.
Meredith, yeah, no.
Yeah, then I wasn't here because he was
like
already with her when I got here. Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
11 years ago. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So wait, so you were on a date with this woman and you were going to go and do this?
as a date instead of like going to a restaurant. Like,
yes.
Let's go jump out of an airplane.
But you didn't go, right? Wasn't it the weather?
No, I was. We went to the airport. It's up in Orange, Mass. We went to the airport and got the stuff. Was all, you know, I had all of the paraphernalia on the parachute and the stuff.
Gosh.
And we were ready to get on the plane, and then the announcement comes over the speaker. Unfortunately, because of the cloudy skies, we'll have to discontinue doing.
Wow. Doug slipped the guy $20. And his girlfriend's like, it's perfectly clear. What's happening?
Yeah. It wasn't one of my better days. All right, anyway. We did have dinner, I think, after that. There was a little restaurant across the street. That was the end of that. I think to impress her, I drove down the street 100 miles an hour just to, you know, okay, right. So we can go fast through this.
There's a little bit of adrenaline.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Scottie Pippen is a basketball player, right? Or was, wasn't he?
He's retired. Yeah. Unfortunately, his firstborn son died at the age of 33.
What happened?
He didn't reveal the cause of death, but he had talked about
asthma,
his son's chronic asthma before.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was an asthma attack or what. It hasn't been revealed, but Scottie had said of his son that he believes he could have made it all the way to the NBA if it wasn't for that severe asthma.
Really? Isn't Scottie Pippen, wasn't he kind of short for the game? Do I remember that about him? You know, he's like Bob Cousy. Bob Cousy was short, but man.
Scottie Pippen's tall.
Is he?
Yeah,
okay.
Scottie.
Yeah.
Scottie was a lengthy one. Is a lengthy one.
Right.
He's only 6 foot eight, but I mean, I don't know.
He's moderately taller than I am. Thank you very much. The comparative degree there. It's 28 after the hour. You're listening to the DJV program with Jen, Victoria, Doug, Jay. We're all here together having a fine old time, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. No one wants to talk about this, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Crotch sniffing. Dogs like to sniff each other's bottoms, but it's different when they nose up to someone's crotch. It's not bad manners. As a matter of fact, according to your dog, it's good. Dogs can get a lot of information about other dogs by sniffing around down there, and they probably get the same info by sniffing people, too. If your dog's nosiness bothers you or the people they sniff, some good obedience training may help. It's kind of like Google for your dogs, or your dog's just surfing the web. By sniffing other dogs, it tells them about their hormones, about what type of food is in the area, can even tell them about their mood. So that's why very often when people come into your home, the first thing the dog does is go sniff them in the inappropriate areas. Try to explain it to your friends. Try to explain it to your guests. But the dog's doing it as a good thing, not as a bad thing. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is planning to reintroduce his police reform bill in the coming weeks. On Wednesday, Scott told reporters on Capitol Hill that he's trying to work across the aisle. Democrats and Republicans both introduced competing police reform bills in 2020, neither of which got very far. Oklahoma Senate Bill 631 will designate Oklahoma as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign it this week after approval by the state's House of Representatives. Oklahoma Senator Warren Hamilton.
Modern sporting rifles, 30-round magazines, etc., semi-automatic firearms are things that you can own legally today, and that you will always be able to own those things legally.
When signed into law, the measure would prevent the confiscation of guns from residents in the state due to any any new county, state, or federal laws, presidential executive actions, or court orders. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
As a majority of Americans have begun the COVID-19 vaccine regimen, there are many that are hesitant. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A little more than half of all American adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. But there are still groups that are resistant to getting a vaccination, something health experts say will slow the country's recovery from the pandemic. Dr. Richard Besser is the former acting director of the CDC, and he tells CBS News that it's vital to find a way to direct targeted messages at the various groups of people who are still hesitant.
You can't treat them as one big block. You have to break it down and understand why different groups are not interested. So young people, for instance, have a much less interest in getting vaccinated than people who are older. And that may relate to having lower risk of having severe disease. So how do you reach young people with messages of when you get vaccinated, you help protect those who are older, who are at risk, who maybe can't get vaccinated? You help reduce the chances that a new variant will spring up.
A vaccine cannot cause COVID-19. No vaccine contains a complete form of the virus responsible for this illness. While their body builds immunity, it is normal for a person to experience minor side effects. Apple and Google faced an onslaught of accusations Wednesday from prominent app developers, including Spotify and Tidal, who allege that the large tech platforms have abused their dominance and harmed competition. In the Senate hearing, complaints surrounding in-app payments and app updates allowed the tech giants to choke off rival services. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Four after the hour, insight into the inside of the world, if you will, on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all here assembled. We're actually here because we want to be here, not because we have to be here. Isn't that cool? Well, I mean, you have to be, you have to make a living, but it's nice to, we all look forward to being with each other every day, and that's kind of a cool thing. Speaking of looking forward to being together. People in the news, let's start with George Bush and Michelle Obama and what George Bush says about, it's kind of a new wrinkle, I think, on their friendship, don't you think, Victoria?
What do you mean wrinkle? A wrinkle on their friendship? No, their friendship is as good as ever, but...
I said there's a new, sort of from Bush's perspective, he tells the story of why they are friends, yeah?
Well, the reason that he's making headlines right now is because he did an interview on CBS Sunday morning, and he was asked about the reactions that people have had over the last few years about his friendship with Michelle Obama. He said, quote, "It shocked me." And he said, he said, "We got in the car, and one of my daughters said, 'Hey, you're trending.'" And he said, "The American people were so surprised that Michelle Obama and I could be friends. I think it's a problem that Americans are so polarized in their thinking that they can't even imagine that a George W. Bush and a Michelle Obama could be friends." And yeah. so he said that, you know, there obviously we know there are a lot of viral moments of between Michelle Obama and George W. Bush. And as President Obama had said in Mrs. Obama said in 2018, that the two are forever seatmates because of the protocols for the ex-presidents and their spouses. And so, and of course, Michelle Obama has said, you know, wonderful things about George W. Bush. She said, he's my partner in crime at every major thing where all the formers gather. I love him to death. He's a wonderful man. He's a funny man. And so, you know, their friendship is adorable. And they've had so many cute viral moments of, you know, he passes her cough drops at, or whatever, you know, from, and they've had, you know, jokes about how old the mints are that he still has from the White House when he was president, and that's that's the candy that he gives her. And so they have a wonderful friendship, and they really adore each other. I just don't understand. I'm with him. I don't understand why people who have different political beliefs can't be friends.
Because it pervades our society. We have everybody. You can't be a Republican and have a Democrat as a friend. Who thinks like that?
A lot of people do, and that's why he's saying he said it makes him really sad that that's the state of America right now.
It is, though. It's a team sport, you know. We don't want to hear what anybody else has to say. We just want to.
And it's promulgated by a lot of the people that get elected to office. And on both sides, there really is.
In team sports, right? It's like it's my team or no, nothing. I would say though that probably just to add an extra complication to this, and this is not just a hit at Obama because everybody did it, but everybody does it to some level. Obama blamed everything he did or anything that went wrong on Bush policy. So I think that adds an extra like little fly in the ointment probably to the fact that he is friends with Michelle Obama, that he was able to overcome that, because every problem that Obama had was always something from the Bush.
Yeah, it was always a finger of blame.
Well, Trump did the same with Obama.
And that's why I said they all do it.
And the only person who didn't do it when he got out of office was George Bush. He kept his mouth shut when it came to that sort of thing. So as much as we may find what he did and how he convinced people to go into Iraq and how unnecessary that was and the lives and the money and stuff that it cost, you know, there are two sides or more than two sides of every human being. And remembering that we are all just human, there's no such thing as perfection. Although it looks like Demi Lovato was looking for some perfect frozen yogurt. What is this? I heard the three of you talking about this during a break. The Big Chill is a some
which
kind
is
of
now
shop.
Everyone is talking about this yogurt place.
Where is this, Jennifer, in Los Angeles?
I've never heard of it.
I've never heard of it either. Yeah. Carries sugar-free treats. What's her problem?
So she went into the yogurt shop, and I guess she was complaining that you have to walk by, like, a whole wall of diet stuff when they're advertising, you know, eat this without any guilt, and it's all like diet culture. And she was complaining that, you know, eating disorders are a real problem. She has suffered from eating disorders and body dysmorphia and things like that. So she said it shouldn't just be, you know, especially in L.A., she was making the complaint that, you know, it shouldn't just be everything about diet, diet, diet. The company basically responded.
Hello, welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you live now, lady?
Yeah. So the company responded and said, well, we have stuff for vegans, we have stuff for diabetics, we have stuff for celiac, I mean, everything. And so, and then Demi went, it was a whole back and forth. And she said, well, then you should label it that way instead of just labeling it all as, you know, diet. But now a lot of other people are coming. She apologized and said she was, you know, very passionate about it, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people are saying, you know, like, just because Demi Lovato, and I agree with this, just because Demi Lovato doesn't like how a yogurt shop has their stuff set up or displayed, then don't go there. The yogurt shop shouldn't get put out of business because of this. You know,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Seafood. You know, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, I'm sort of waxing philosophical about how much I love Los Angeles. I really do. I'm going this weekend to visit the kids. And I was talking about this last night with Megan. There's something so special. It's being ruined by that moron who's the governor and the double moron who's the mayor of Los Angeles. But there still is something. I'm thinking, I'm just in my mind, Jennifer, I'm going down Santa Monica Boulevard by Century City.
Yesterday.
It just there's something so magical.
It's very fun. California is beautiful. There are definitely so I had to go meet with a client yesterday in Beverly Hills, and I'm driving around. I thought about you because I'm like, do I like it here or do I hate it here?
It's a little of both.
I very much dislike the West Side.
Yeah,
it's like a concrete jungle. I don't like the traffic. I don't like the buildings everywhere. But yet, I was looking at it going, I'd love to come here for like a weekend day just to walk around, get the lay of the land, and visit, and then leave.
Right, maybe what we should do is we should have Sunday morning, we ought to have just you and me and your father find a place to have breakfast over there.
Yeah, I'm
and
not
just
to have.
Well, I always go to your side.
I know you do.
I always go over the hill to you. You never come to my side of this.
So, Jen,
we'll
talk.
We'll
debate.
You're
in the valley.
Yeah, in the valley, right, believe then? Me, the valley is not as fancy. The valley is not as nice. Like, I get all of
dirty
that.
And dusty.
But there are parking spots, and there's, like, room to spread out. I don't know. Yeah. It's just a little bit.
The 101 along that stretch has never, I've never driven in, how many years have I been going there? 28 years. I've never driven down the 101 when there wasn't some kind of complete disruption around where your father lives. That whole stretch. Or is it the 5? It's the 5.
Is your dad in the valley, too?
Yeah, the 5 has been under construction for years. They cut down every tree. They've widened the freeway. It's so ugly. It's so ugly.
My God.
But we'll negotiate over where we eat for breakfast.
Okay. All right. Meanwhile, by the way,
what's with all the breakfast meetings? On the weekend, let Jen sleep. Why don't you have dinner or lunch or something?
Thank you.
Because I'm tied up with the
kids. Do you eat breakfast at like 5 in the morning on a Saturday? Are you that guy?
Do I?
Yeah.
No, actually, when I'm there on a Saturday or Sunday, I actually get a good book like I did out of Jack's a couple of weeks ago. And I stay in bed for a couple of hours and read a book.
But what time do you meet someone for breakfast? Like, what's your meeting?
Well, they're always late. Jennifer and her father can't seem to get their butt out of bed on Sunday.
It's
I would like to have breakfast.
At least.
Yeah, at least 10, 30, 11 o'clock. Day's half over. So,
God. Try being a New Yorker at brunch. It's 12:30. Like, it's noon. Really? Noon to 1:30 is brunch. Yeah.
That could be why that relationship with a woman in New York didn't work. I want to get up and let's go. Speaking of that, I thought this was kind of a cute story. The Rock's daughter had her third birthday, and apparently, at three, how she would have gotten connected to Aquaman, but instead of being fascinated with her father and all the roles he's played, her name is Tiana Gia. She turned three over the weekend. There was an Aquaman theme to the birthday party, and as a matter of fact, because apparently Momoa, all I can think of when I see that name is something to drink. And like Momoa, I always call him Jason Mimosa. Yeah. Anyway, he did
a
video.
A lot of women think he's a tall drink of water, so it's not that far off.
Really?
Like a mimosa. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, is he better than The Rock? The Rock is, how old is Momoa?
Depends on what day of the week it is.
Really?
I don't know old Jason Momoa is.
Rock's good
know.
For the week, and I think Jason Momoa is your weekend guy.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Right. Momoa is 41.
Is he? How old is Rock? Only about 46, right? 47, something like that. And he's more and more, he keeps talking, people keep asking him, are you going to run for president? And he keeps saying, well, if the people want me to. It'd be interesting to see where that goes.
I'm so tired of the storyline already. It's not even a real storyline. He's trying to promote his TV show where he runs for office on the TV show, and it's not working. And the TV show is terrible, which is a real bummer because I actually watched it and I thought, oh, this is going to be really cute, and it's just not. So,
speaking of TV shows, Anderson Cooper is doing the guest hosting on Jeopardy. Apparently, he was nervous as could be about doing the show. I wonder why he would. Yeah, but he wouldn't do a good job. I've watched a little of these, once in a while, one or two of them. And the problem is that you will fail. Because the first person that walks through the door after Alex Trebek, like anything else, like who's the first mayor of whatever city, or the first guy to step in after Rush Limbaugh, forget it. You're not going to be
the executive producer. He's unknown. He knows, I don't know, he respects his style.
Knows how to play it. Yeah,
I think he's really good. And I also really like Aaron Rodgers. I think that's a surprising one.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really? Why? What was there about it or him that you liked?
No, it's nice to see someone who is so diverse in their talents. And unfortunately, I think you get a lot of jocks who get pigeonholed. And he was pretty good. He was fun. He took the game seriously. I think what the worst thing that could happen is if they bring someone political in like Anderson Cooper or Katie Couric.
Yeah, not a good idea. No.
Yeah, it kills the game, I think, for a lot of people.
Not a good idea.
Half the people, at least.
Yeah. Speaking of television, Netflix has announced they are renewing Bridgerton, another Shonda show, right? Third season, four. Actually, they did two seasons in a row. So what is the story? Why is this the guy who is the star so... People are so excited about him. Reggie Page is not, he's done
with the show. He only signed up for one season. So a lot of fans just like lost their minds when that news came out. But that was always the plan because the book series, it focuses on each Bridgerton kid. So the next storyline, the next season is going to be about the oldest son. The first season was about the oldest daughter. So it kind of goes in succession. It's a whole arc. But yeah, the show has been, it's the most popular thing that Netflix has ever released. It was number one in 84 countries. So, it's Shonda's first thing that she did with her new deal at Netflix. So it's been a massive, massive hit.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg, the other name in the news here, she is going to launch a cannabis brand. Not a surprise, anyway. I thought that she had one, so now she's going
to launch a different one.
Right. What happened to the last one?
Something about her partner. She had a business partner, and
I guess went up in smoke.
Yeah, literally, that's what the headline was, like, all over it, went up in smoke. But, so now she's going to launch a different one on her own.
Emma and Clyde, her mother and her brother, edibles, pre-rolls, flower, accessories, that kind of stuff. We probably have that in our cannabis shop.
I'm sure you will have all of that.
Yeah. I'm just looking at some of the other things. The thing that, you know what attracted me to this story? There's a magazine called Black Cannabis.
It just launched today, 420.
Is that really? Is it for, yep. Oh, man. Why do we keep doing this?
Because there's it's the first issue, so, you know, we'll see if it works.
By trying to strive for inclusivity, aren't we just creating more
separation?
That's the
point. Thank you.
But are we supposed to not have, like, Essence Magazine or Vibe or Ebony or any of the other magazines that have been...
It's a little different because you're turning a whole industry into something that shouldn't have anything to do with race.
Nope, I agree. All right, so here we are. It's 48 past the hour on the DJV show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I actually knew that she took the dog's paw, put it in ink, and then put it in the paper, then had to wash the dog. What an incredible lady she was. Just an amazing person.
She was. I was talking about that, too. She was. That was an interesting time, interesting pair, actually, running. She would have made, she would have been a much, you know, you look around at who's vice president now and some of the women that are in office. This is a general statement, but she led the way, and she would have actually made quite a good president, in my thinking back to better than Mondale, in fact, under the circumstances.
Just an incredible lady, really, really.
Yeah. All right, let's celebrate National Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day today. French Bulldogs, American Bulldogs, English Bulldogs. I have an English Bulldog. I love that little girl. She's such a sweet thing. We'll post a picture of her on the DJV website and face some of the social media on my own Facebook page. She's just the sweetest thing. I remember, and I've talked about this before, the bulldog was a slobbery, dumb animal. Why would you want to have one? I said that to my son, and the dog that he got, that I got for him, I managed to fall in love with that dog and loved her and more than I've loved probably almost any other being but my children in life. It's such a special thing, Warren, when you bring, whether it's dog, the bulldog, any breed of them, the people just, I don't know.
You know, it's kind of interesting that you say that about the dumb thing. Is it true, Warren? Are there certain dog breeds that are smarter than others?
You know.
Or is it every individual dog?
Put me on the spot, Victoria. Put me on the spot. Go ahead.
Yes.
But it's a question that a lot of people ask, right?
You're absolutely right. Different dogs have different abilities. For example, if you're working with a beagle, it's more difficult to train for certain things because their nose is very strong, always to the ground. Mm-hmm. And if you're working with a German Shepherd, for example, they're more dependent and more attached sometimes. So it really depends on the individual dog, not the individual breed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway,
but bulldogs. Here's my thought about bulldogs. I did a segment many years ago on the Letterman show called Mugs of America, where I brought every breed of dog that had a pushed-in face on the show with me. I had like 20 of them, Bull Mastiffs, all the different dogs. Anyway, what's fascinating about them is because they look a little different. And I really think sometimes because they look a little different and some people are kind of put off by their expression, I think they compensate with their amazing, loving personality. Just my thoughts.
Yeah. I think it's fabulous. When I get off on the thing about dogs, I kind of, with all the animal kingdom, you and I are such kindred spirits when it comes to this. I don't want any harm to come. And I was in this, as I was talking about a few minutes ago, in the animal exchange, the cows and goats and pigs and chickens that are sold every week in the animal exchange. And knowing that there are a number of cows, especially and pigs that are in there, that will they'll go out one way and that's it. And thinking, you know, okay, I look at some of the faces on the cows, and to the average farmer who needs to have every source of income he can have, you know, the animals are money. When I look at those faces, I just see something that I would like to make sure lives the happiest and best life it could. It's just where I come from.
I agree. I agree 10,000%. I've been to some of the horse auctions, and it just breaks my heart. Just absolutely breaks my heart. And a lot of these were loyal pets to people, and they just The more I hang out with people, the more I love animals. That's just
I know you do. So we had a discussion going last couple of weeks, kind of off the air, about how long you should wait until you get another dog. Remember, we talked about me living, for 3 years without a replacement for never be replaced. Charlotte never gets replaced.
Exactly.
The dog that I have has benefited from my love. I've benefited from her. So what's the advice?
Well, first of all, everyone has to do it differently. There's no time limit on when you're ready. What I do recommend very often, though, is when you're starting to say, maybe, that's the time that I recommend you foster. Before you make that other commitment, if you foster a dog, this way chances are you're going to wind up adopting it anyway. But even if not, you're giving that dog an opportunity, a better opportunity to be adopted by someone else because it's being fostered and socialized. So there's no set time. Some people really need to talk to it. I used to do therapy for people that lost their pet. So if you need help, seek out therapy. Many humane organizations.
I need help, Warren.
I need help. For many reasons, Doug.
Warren Eckstein on the DJV show at 59 past.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.